Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mirazza. Happy Tuesday to you. Are the Jets moving on from Zach Wilson? Plus, we take out the trash. It's the best of the DA show. Now.
But we begin in New York, where the Jets have a quarterback question. 9 completed passes on Sunday. 77 yards for the game. 2 in the second half. And a defiant post-game press conference. Jets fans are wondering, can we go much further with Zach Wilson, or is it time to pull the plug? For the first time in his career, his head coach wasn't necessarily all on board. When asked about Zach Wilson starting moving forward prior to this week, Robert Saleh has consistently said, he's our starting quarterback. He's our starting quarterback. We have no intentions of making a change there. We're happy with Zach. Until yesterday, when Robert Saleh said he was going to assess the situation this week. We know how bad it looked post-game for Zach Wilson when asked whether he let down the team or let down the defense, and he said no, no. Now, Saleh said that he spoke to his quarterback after that, and Zach Wilson understood the mistake that he meant, might have been a little emotional during that, and that it should have went a different way. But Saleh still said that it's no guarantee going into this Sunday, Zach Wilson's the starting quarterback. So why? Is it because Robert Saleh is at risk of losing the locker room? Or is he at risk of losing Zach? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
I'm going to get to the tape and just evaluate everything. And I'll leave it at that. We're keeping everything on the table over the next couple of days.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter for Sunday?
Not right now. Not until I'm done evaluating everything.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
So I've heard some wild opinions on this, not surprisingly. And my thought yesterday coming out of that was, Zach's not the guy. He's not the guy because this is a franchise and that is a city, that is a fan base in town where maturity in that spot, in that position, is of the utmost importance. The reason Eli Manning was able to withstand 15 years in that cauldron, the highs and the lows, the Super Bowl championships, but also the awful playoff losses or the awful seasons where they didn't even make the playoffs, was because Eli was very, very mature. Yeah, he had the howdy doody type of attitude publicly, but he was ready to take on that pressure because he saw it from his dad and he saw it from his brother. He knew what it was going to take to do that. He was just dialed in that way. Zach's not like that. Zach is a bit of a brat. And people don't want to say it because it's not nice, but he was a brat at BYU and people wondered whether that was ever going to change going into the NFL. And now in a moment of adversity, it's not changing. But some wild opinions. I mean, first of all, I've heard some some opinionists, some analysts say Robert Saleh should tell Joe Douglas it's me or him. It's me or Zach Wilson. Well, what does that mean? That Robert Saleh is going to threaten to quit the team if he's got to start Zach Wilson? That's insane. Of course that's not going to happen. What Saleh's already built, an elite defense, and has a team on the cusp of the playoffs, and is going to quit the team to go just go back into the job cycle? That's insanity. So no, that's not how dramatic this is, okay? I think what has to happen here is that Robert Saleh needs to walk this delicate line between proving that he's holding Zach accountable without being overly dramatic. And the overly dramatic thing is, I can't play him anymore. It's me or him. I think that we are now walking down that plank where you make Zach Wilson squirm a little bit. You make sure it's very, very obvious in the locker room he's being held accountable. You make sure everybody, Zach, defense, locker room, etc., is aware nobody gets gifted the starting job, even if they're playing like crap, but you don't actually bench him. Now, if we go into the next game against the Bears and he's awful and he's dreadful and they feel like he's really compromising even making a playoff spot, then a change may be made. But I think you have to soft pedal this a little bit before you get to that. What you're trying to do here is serve two masters, and that doesn't always go well. But what you're trying to do here is keep him as the starting quarterback because you've invested the number two overall pick in him, while also forcing him to be better from a play standpoint and from an attitude standpoint. So how do you do that? I think this is one of the tools you use. You went from, we've got total confidence in you, blind confidence even. We don't worry that you're not the guy. You're our guy, you're our guy, you're our guy. To now, okay, that didn't work. You've got to act like, hey, things might not be totally guaranteed, might be a little shaky, hoping that that wakes him up. But you're still not at the point yet where you're going to pull him because A, you've invested that pick in him. B, it's only the second year of his rookie deal. So you really want to not pull the plug on the entire experiment just yet. But also C, you must believe that he's got the natural gifts better than Mike White and Joe Flacco. I mean, those guys weren't the number two pick overall. And while maybe that looks like a busted pick now, Zach was also going to be drafted in the first round, whether it was the Jets or not. Those other two guys, Flacco at 37, Mike White, obviously career backup, not the same. So you're trying to draw more out of a young man that is not living up to his potential, but you're not ready to hit the nuclear button just yet. And I think that's the right play. I think ultimately he's going to play in the next game, and you're hoping that nudging him, shaking him up, and sending a message to the locker room, we're holding Zach accountable as well, is what you're trying to do and is the right move. What I think is going to get maybe underplayed a little bit here is that what this also is a response to teammates that I'm sure talk to Saleh or assistant coaches, and Saleh's got to quiet the room a little bit. I think that part becomes pretty obvious. That this is not just a coaching thing. This is about, I hear ya, I hear ya, I hear ya. Okay. That's why you also say what you do about Zach yesterday. But I'm not going to kill the Jets here for starting him again, but trying to shake him up a little bit en route to do so, because you'd rather have Zach Wilson at 80% of his potential right now and focus and professional versus Mike White at 100% of his potential. 855-212-4CBS. That's the phone number. Twitter DA on CBS, as I mentioned before. Niners last night, easy victory over the Cardinals. Hard to gauge how impressive the win was because the Cardinals are quarterbacked not by Kyler Murray out with a hammy, but instead Colt McCoy. Now, McCoy looked fine last week against the Rams, didn't look fine last night. To me, your takeaway from last night was that the Niners again prove they have all of the pieces to get to a Super Bowl if Jimmy Garoppolo plays very well. I don't want to say perfectly, because I don't think that Garoppolo was great last night, or at least not perfect last night, but he was pretty close. And as I've said before, there are very few doorways to a Super Bowl if you don't get elite quarterbacking in the playoffs. Doesn't mean you have to have an elite quarterback. Means your quarterback has to play elitely, if that's a word, for three or four games in January and February. Can Garoppolo do that? I don't know. The Niners have the defense. The Niners have the weapons. Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, all four of those guys make plays as soon as they get the football. That touchdown catch by Kittle, where he's underneath, comes back for the football, and then almost supernaturally understands that there's a safety coming from his right over to his left and then steps under it, not looking. Doesn't even see the safety, but just understands where he's supposed to be, and the momentum carrying him towards the football, steps under it, turns up, and goes into the end zone. That's an elite tight end play. That's an elite tight end play. All four of those guys can make those types of plays. So that really helps Jimmy. But Jimmy had weapons like Kittle and Deebo in the Super Bowl and didn't get it done. And last year in the NFC Championship game, same thing. Didn't have McCaffrey, but has had weapons and didn't get it done when it mattered. And even in that divisional round playoff game at Lambeau, that's really a special teams play that flips the game, not an offensive play by Jimmy G. The Niners are really dangerous. The Niners are really good. But what people just don't want to have to say is, but Jimmy G. Because everybody wanted to jump off the Trey Lance bandwagon as soon as he didn't look the part early. And now it's, oh, yes, Jimmy G. Well, Garoppolo still has to prove in the biggest games he's a plus, not a negative. And for four quarters, not two, not three. Last night he was very good. But that's also a Cardinals team that, as I've said before, is one of the worst coach teams in the NFL. But the Niners go to 6-4, 38-10 win over the Cardinals last night, easily in Mexico City. And certainly are one of the best teams in the NFC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Okay, welcome back. Remember that the show is always available on your phone. You can listen to us live by streaming the free Odyssey app or the free CBS Sports app. You could also watch us at watchda.com on Twitch or on YouTube on your phone. Soundcheck begins with Ben Simmons as a member of the Nets gets to return to Philadelphia tonight where he played for the 76ers.
And what are your emotions heading into Tuesday's game?
Ready to play? Something going on?
Woof. What a team, huh? What a team. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, support slash protests slash protest for support around Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons. Right now, Steve Nash loves not being there. Loves it. Has anyone ever been less emotional and less engaged about everything in life than Ben Simmons? Has anybody just kind of glided through life without any real thoughts, any real loves, any real emotion towards anything more than Ben Simmons? Hey, Ben, tornado warning. Hey, Ben, Christmas morning. Hey, Ben, you're returning to the city that absolutely hates your guts because you haven't been able to deliver anything in 3 years. Is something happening? Here's Mike Leach, Mississippi State head coach. Hey, Mike, what do you think about the officiating in the SEC this season?
What kind of grade would you give the officials overall this year, coach?
Well, that's obviously a ridiculous question, and you know it unless I plan to spend some money. But I'll tell you what, you go ahead and mail me a check, and I think $30,000 will cover it, although I would want to check the market first. You go ahead and mail me the check, and I'll give you one heck of an answer.
That's a ridiculous question, and you know it, and that's why you asked it, and that's why I'll answer it. I'm just glad to hear that Mike Leach isn't dying anymore. No black lung in that answer. So that whooping cough that he had, that finally dried up.
I guess him and Jody Mack healing up just before the holidays.
That cold Starkville air has dried him out enough? Because last time we heard Mike Leach, he was gagging and coughing and burping and gurgling. It was as bad as we've ever heard any coach ever sound. Next up for Mike Leach, it's the Egg Bowl coming up on Thanksgiving. Nighttime on Thanksgiving, 7 p.m. Eastern time. They are at Oxford, Mississippi, at the Grove, to take on Ole Miss, Mississippi State Ole Miss, a nationally televised Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving night on ESPN. Finally, how about one Buffalo resident who is dealing with the blizzard and the 6 or 7 feet of snow as well as he can, but he's realized he's made some mistakes himself, and he can only look at himself in the mirror and wonder how it all went so wrong. No snowblower? No. No plow? No. No eggs? Milk? Water? Electricity? No. He's missing other very important things.
All cleared up?
Pretty good, but I'm running out of beer, which is a problem. And weed.
Get a lot of drink.
But that's my own fault. I should have stocked up ahead of time, honestly.
That's courtesy of Spectrum News 1 in Buffalo. And I'm happy to hear such an honest self-assessment. You know, we got all these athletes that refuse to take any responsibility about anything. Ben Simmons, you're afraid to shoot. No. Zach Wilson, you're afraid to throw. No. Hey, Jimmy in Buffalo, what mistakes have you made? Not enough beer, not enough weed. And that's my own fault. Can we hear that one more time here? I love this guy. On the street, he's got 7 feet of snow in the banks behind him. He's being interviewed in the middle of a snowy road. Hey, bud, how's being snowed in for a week been?
All cleared up. Pretty good, but I'm running out of beer, which is a problem, and weed. But that's my own fault. I should have stocked up ahead of time, honestly.
But that's my own fault.
He also looks at the camera in the video portion of this when he says, and weed, like he was feeling around, like, is this cool to say?
Again, I just really like somebody who is mature enough and responsible enough, has enough self-awareness to own his own mistakes. I've run out of beer. I've run out of weed. But that's my own fault. That's nobody's fault but my own. I'm not going to blame Mother Nature. I'm not going to blame not clearing the roads. I'm not going to blame any of these stores or my dealers that are not working right now because they're all snowed in. I'm not going to blame anybody but myself. That's my own fault here. I've got to be better. I've got to play better.
Do you think there was a point in the snowstorm where he really tried to negotiate with said weed dealer about finding a way there?
No question. He's had some long, hard looks in the mirror over the last 5 days. And at one point has been very desperate and was trying to get that guy over. Although, you know, in New York, now there's a lot of legalization in a lot of different areas. So maybe he doesn't even have to have a dealer. Maybe there's a dispensary up there. Who knows?
Is that right? The happy stuff is legalized here? I missed that.
Where have you been?
I thought that was a Jersey thing. I didn't know New York was in on the weed game.
I mean, there's phases of it, you know? Like, there's the phases of whether you can walk into a dispensary, whether there's commercial operations, whether, you know, there's trucks. You've seen that in New York City. There's trucks all over the place now.
And here I am calling the cops the other day. Unbelievable.
Yeah, who are you calling the cops?
Well, I was walking the dog, and there was a lot of weed smell around the local playground by me, and I don't like that near the kids. So I, you know, told the cop, I said, be checking out this area.
Where have you been?
Nice.
Now that I know it's legal, I look like a real...
And how did that cop respond to that call?
Yeah, we'll check it out. Shit, it's a playground. There's no funny business here.
He's right on it. You should have said there's some creepy guy with his hand in his pocket in the... at the playground.
That they would have been right over.
The cops would have been right over there. Smell of weed, they're like, okay.
Yeah. That's us, pal.
We got to bust the guy that's selling fake stereos in the Best Buy
in the Circus City.
You're right. I didn't call that guy.
I can only blame myself.
It's a startling amount of self-awareness that a lot of people, as I point to my right, don't have around here. Because we know the list of people that Sean would have been blaming if that was Sean trapped without beer.
Oh, yeah.
And weed.
Because if you got to figure, the snow started on Thursday, I think, in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So this is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. He was interviewed on Monday. That's 5 days. Mraz trapped inside for 5 days, running out of stockpiles of his own beer or chocolate or cheese. You're blaming everybody but yourself. There's no way you're not on NY1 and being like, you know what? I can only blame myself.
You know why I wouldn't blame myself? Because I would have made sure I was stocked up. I would have made sure I had enough for 14 snowstorms.
So this is an interesting question. Thursday, you have Snowmageddon projected, biggest storm perhaps of your lifetime. Up to 7 feet of snow we're going to drop. How much beer do you need in the house to feel comfortable?
12 a day.
12 a day?
No. Wow. You got to understand the factoring in here. I'm not looking to get plastered every day, but a 12-pack, casually, there's a lot of football on, right? In and out of there.
Yep.
There's nobody to answer for because you're probably not working. And you got to figure, what are the odds? Maybe at some point the next-door neighbor moseys over. You want to offer them a couple. So I need, and by the way, comfortable. I'm not saying I'm going to go through all of them. I need 12 a day.
And how many days do you assume you'll be snowed in without access to beer?
3 years?
No, I would say seeing those reports at Buffalo, you got to figure at least a week. You know, what if the plows don't get to your street?
Okay, so on Wednesday, the storm is coming, starting on Thursday, and you're getting to the store, and you're getting 12 a day for a week.
Yeah, so 72 times 7, 84 beers.
84, job.
Wow. Start off as 72 times. I'm like, well, that's not going to work.
84 beers. That means you need 330 racks, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
For but I'd you.
Mix, but I'd mix it up. No, but as I said, you know, in case neighbors neighbor come over and over. Stuff like that. It's not just for me.
Neighbor John drinks how
Dave.
Many?
Dave.
Neighbor Dave has Bud Heavies in his hand at all times. So.
He drank 8 tall boys during the Giant game on Sunday. Oh, tall boys. God.
Yeah. So, okay. So you need 84 beers.
And again, you could have leftover. You'd rather sure. have too much.
There's nothing wrong with having leftover beer. That's for damn sure. I would think... If I had 230s, I'd feel fine that I'm not going to go through 60 beers probably before I can get to more beer. My guess. But to your point, if somebody comes over, they don't bring beer, you know, they're snowshoeing through the yard or coming over the snowmobile, then you need to be able to make sure that they're okay as well.
Right. And I could shorten up the beer and get a couple more bottles of vodka or rum or something like that and do a little mix and match.
Well, that's the other thing. Assuming you have a stocked liquor cabinet, do you still need 12 beers a day?
Probably not, but then I better have enough mixers.
Oh, so you just can't drink something on the rocks.
I mean, I could, but I don't know. I've been drinking a lot of rum and coconut pineapple ice drinks lately. Yeah. You know, I'm going to get a few of those.
Middle of the winter, coconut pineapple ice drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, I call them a tropical fizzy. They're very good. Mm-hmm. I've been having a couple of those, mm-hmm. a couple stiff ones I had Friday night. So, yeah.
A low depression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need to just, look, alcohol's key. You just got
to
get
there. You have to have it.
I love how the perception also is, if there's a 7-foot snowstorm, that after people dig out, the neighbor's going to come over to his house. So we got to be ready for the neighbor to come over, mosey over. And have
right, starts like a bar, not a house.
Somebody's got to have a good time here.
Well, and also, if you're going to market yourself as Blob's Bar, where the neighborhood kind of comes over to
you've marketed it as Blob's Bar. You've marketed it. As a matter of fact, I was at a party Saturday where I said, yeah, I have Bob's by the Bay. And somebody said, you mean Blob's by the Bay. And I said,
good job.
That's not the actual name of it.
Well, I mean, Blob's by the Bay or Blob's Bar is a little bit like how all of these World Cup teams have an unofficial name, right?
Right.
It's like how England's the Three Lions.
Right.
Like, that's not their official tag, but it's...
I didn't realize they had nicknames.
It's common parlance.
Yeah, we got the Socceroos later, Australia.
Yeah. Australia Socceroos.
What is our name?
Sucky. Annoying.
What are we?
I don't think we have... We don't have an alternate name.
Mm. The Americans.
Oh, okay. The Americans make sense.
I don't actually know if that's what other people
call
us.
But France is Les Bleus.
Les Bleus,
who?
Right?
El Tri from Mexico.
Right. Italy's Azzurri.
Right.
Wow, I didn't know all this.
I mean, even the EPL teams have
yes.
kind of secondary
no, that's
official
it. You
names.
Said Italy's Azzurri?
Yeah.
Isn't that just yellow rice?
No.
What?
Now, what we call when I get the Norse sides.
No.
The yellow rice is always the Azzurri.
That's a rose. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but A-R-R-O-Z. That's different.
A rose? Like that's Spanish for rice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a rose con pollo.
Is that what you mean? Yellow rice with chicken? A
so
rose con pollo?
You're saying a rose, and what do you call it in Italy?
Azzurri. A-Z-Z-U-R-R-I?
All right. Yeah, I guess that's not how it's spelled.
No. Not quite.
Oh, wow. Azzurri means the blues. Like France.
Yeah.
Same nickname, different language. I didn't realize that. I thought it was more of a like a go kind of thing.
I think that's the Forza part. Forza
Azzurri.
Oh, Azzurri.
Right. That's what I'm thinking of.
Although that might be strong. I don't know.
Don't learn.
It's definitely not rice.
No, yeah. Definitely not rice.
Don't learn any language from us.
Rosetta Stone here with the DA show. All of it wrong.
And what team's Messi playing for? He scored today, too, right?
Yeah, but they're losing right now.
Argentina. And speaking of, AB has our headlines. We'll have all of our scores from the World Cup.
Everything sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Apparently.
There's Mike Leach. Oh, no.
My God, that's Mike Leach.
It's Mike Leach's black lung. Oh, man.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
That's right. It's a Trash Tuesday, so let us know who it is, what it is that you are trashing. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS, or on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. All right, Mraz, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
I'm trashing the vocal turkey sucks, anti-turkey people. It's the tired argument. Can people just enjoy their turkey
every year? This is still happening?
Yeah, I'm not even talking about Zach Gelb, who does the lasagna thing, which is fine. I also do lasagna, but that comes before the turkey. We got some colleagues from different affiliates I follow on Twitter. One, Evan Robertson, the building, who's doing filet mignon this year.
Look, instead of turkey?
Instead of turkey.
Come on.
And this is what I need to stress to everybody.
Come on.
If you don't like turkey, that's fine. Not everybody has to like the same thing. But if you're gathering with 10 people, 15 people, nobody says you have to make a gigantic bird. Some sort of turkey, including a turkey breast, has to be offered.
Just make a turkey breast.
Right. You can't have anybody come into your house or feel pressured that they're not going to eat turkey on Thanksgiving. It's tradition. They like to have turkey on Thanksgiving. So, and by the way, if you think turkey sucks or it's too dry, I'm going to go back to this take. You've been at too many big Thanksgivings where the proper attention to basting and moisturizing the bird has not come in, because I always have a nice moist piece of turkey. Not like moist pork. I have turkey breasts once every 5 weeks. And the thing is always succulent and delicious.
That's right.
Just, look, you don't like turkey? Keep your feelings to yourself this week, all right? Let everybody enjoy the turkey and stop telling everybody turkey sucks.
Get trash them.
That's just human filth.
Yeah, there is an element of this which is like, hey, look at me. I don't like turkey.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you're starting to, people are starting to become like turkey martyrs around here.
Right. It's like this whole, like it makes them feel powerful that people argue with them about turkey. It's time for thanks, not time for fights.
But I guess there's a part of just internet culture now where having a terrible take and then defending it, you've done this often, is just now is now sport. It's like you're not allowed to have ketchup on your hot dog. And then you just draw the line of the sand and you just keep arguing about it no matter what. Mayonnaise is awful. You just start arguing about it, never to be moved off the point. And I guess that's what these people are doing.
Yeah, and by the way, watch a YouTube video. Not that hard not to have a dry piece of turkey. I'm telling you, it's very easy.
Do you boil or grill your turkey?
I don't do either.
Oh,
I roast it a little lower on temperature in the oven, bacon covered over it, and I keep basting it.
The basting's the key.
Yes. Of course, you got to baby the thing.
Got to baby it. It's like babying a pork butt. You got to do it. Pete the Body, who are you trashing?
I am trashing the new home of the Islanders, UBS Arena.
Whoa.
We were at Disney on Ice this past weekend with Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're in a section that the arena decided to take a back seat to some of the fans and not open up concession stands in certain locations. So there's one concession stand open in this location. So, all right. We're going to go to this one place. You got to go all the way around the other side of the building to go to another concession stand. Of course, this stand doesn't have water and has maybe two or three items. If you're going to minimize the concession stands open at an event, you got to have at least more than four items on the menu at that concession stand, and water for people that really need water.
Okay,
trash in that as well.
Yep.
It's the landfill overnights in El Paso.
Who was the big star of Disney on Ice? Who's the showstopper these days?
I think the big star is Olaf.
Olaf.
Olaf is the big star. He's the leader of the Frozen group.
Yeah.
Right.
I have no idea what the other show was. Encanto.
Oh, you got to see that, Pete. It's awesome.
Apparently, that's the new Frozen these days.
Yeah.
So. Those two were the big ticket items, but I'm a big Mickey fan. It's tried and true. It's like Babe Ruth.
Tried and true.
AB, who are you trashing?
All right, I'm going to do this one delicately. There's a gentleman on my train every morning, an oversized gentleman, let's say. I don't want to use the F word, DA. He wears the same thing every day. I don't know what his job is. He's not in the actual uniform, but he's always got black cargo pants on and a black T-shirt. And the black T-shirt's the problem because the black T-shirt doesn't fit him anymore. Mm. Doesn't fit over and around the significant boiler he's carrying around daily. Oh. So every single morning, one of the first things I see upon getting to beautiful Penn Station is the last, like, third of his gut that's hanging over his belt and underneath his shirt because the shirt can't get over to cover what it needs to cover. And it's just not fair to the rest of us. Mm-hmm. He can, his life is his life, his health is his health, that's fine. Zip up a jacket, maybe, buy a new black T-shirt, but you gotta get full coverage because nobody will see that ever, but in particular, grumpy at 5 a.m., it can't be seen.
Full coverage.
You need full coverage.
Trash.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Last night was the Mexico City game. We've had a Munich, Germany game. We've had multiple London games. And as you know, I don't like this whole trend of outsourcing important regular season NFL games with playoff implications to neutral site soccer stadiums. But it is what it is. It's where the NFL wants to be. And no fault of the crowd. Crowd last night was great in Mexico City. Both teams loved up the crowd. They said it was awesome, energetic, electric. They loved it. In fact, Kyle Shanahan said it's one of his favorite football experiences ever. So Mexico City put on a good show. My problem is with every announcer and every analyst that does any of these international games who just keep telling us how awesome the whole thing is, to the point where I'm sure last night was pretty good, but I don't know what to believe because everything feels like a PR stunt. Whoa, look at the fans here. Wow, 3 million requests for tickets in Germany. Did you hear what they were singing? Did you hear what they were chanting? The electricity in the building. The fans were amazing. The field was awesome. The organizers of this. This is a great city. This is, it's like, is there anything ever that's even mediocre? Average? Kind of good? Not mind-blowingly awesome about any of these games. I don't know what to believe. So it would be helpful if when they go to London or they go to Germany or they go to Mexico or wherever, to just be a little bit more honest so that everything feels like this is the greatest football experience ever. Every single time we play, they've got to push the hype button to a 10, I guess, to convince us that it's a good idea. But not every game that's played across seas or outside this country is the greatest football experience ever, except they would love to have you believe that. So I'm trashing the said hype.
Is Oscar the Grouch living in there?
Beat Rice is trashing us because this BK jingle is going to be stuck in my head all freaking day.
What a beatdown.
Cigar smoking dude is trashing Mraz if he thinks BK is a romantic song. Get a life. Hashtag, how did you ever breed?
That deserves a trash can emoji.
That doesn't seem nice at all.
Doesn't seem nice.
Does not seem
but
nice.
But again, we've heard you make noises that we don't make in actual pleasure situations discussing food. So of course you would think that that's a romantic song. It's about his favorite thing.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
Carla is tweeting, neighbors who still have political signs up. The election was 2 weeks ago, and there's no runoff here. Hashtag take them down.
That deserves a trash can emoji.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Michael tweets, I'm trashing my morning sports talk show as I wake up and listen to that for some reason this morning spent 3 hours on the Burger King jingle. Hashtag trash too.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Definitely 8 or 9 minutes.
Yeah, not 3 hours. Relax.
Moist Pork said, I just saw a woman with a 12-seater van full of kids. She was letting them climb all over the seats while she was driving. Trash it for putting those kids' lives in danger. Hashtag, what's wrong with you?
Total wasteoid.
Ostrich Eyes is trashing Jerry Jones. As a Cowboys fan, I can't stand to hear him say we're Super Bowl ready. In the last 25 years, we've barely been able to make it past the first round of the playoffs. Be better.
Household waste goes in this bin.
Ostracize.
Lonnie tweets, I'm trashing it, taking over 10 years for my insurance to approve knee replacement. Finally, it's getting done tomorrow. Have a good and happy Thanksgiving. No dishes for me to do this year.
Ooh, that garbage bag is leaking.
Daryl tweets, I'm trash of the NFL. 45,000 people can make it to Detroit in a supposed snowstorm. How come the grounds crew could not clear off the stadium the NFL wanted the Bills to win for playoff reasons? Money and ratings, would they have moved the Packers game, a Patriots game? That's a lot of words. No punctuation. Daryl, it's really going to be beneficial to you if you could just add a comma or a period in between your thoughts, because this is difficult to make its way through this muck of words and letters.
This must be garbage time.
I just want to let you know, this is all Daryl's tweet without any punctuation. I am trashing the NFL at 45,000 people can make it to Detroit in a supposed snow. In city, how come the grounds crew could not clear off stadium? NFL wanted Bills to win. Playoff reasons, money, ratings would have moved Packers game to Patriots game.
I got it. I speak no punctuation.
Okay. Mm.
He, first of all, doesn't know that the 45,000 people didn't come from the 7 miles surrounding Orchard Park where the snow is the heaviest. Clearly, some of those people didn't get out. Number two.
Wow, what are you, Mike Leach?
He's so scared.
What? I don't know what I just swallowed. It could have been a bug, something. I will tell you that they would have moved the Patriot or Packer game if they were getting buried with 7 feet of snow around their stadium. Yes, they would have. And by the way, money, ratings, what does that mean? They wanted the snow game. That would be a higher... People didn't care when the game was in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, snow game would have been... big time numbers, but who cares if it's indoors in Detroit? How did you swallow a bug?
I'm assuming bug. I don't know what just happened. It was like air intake went in, nothing came out. It was like two rubber tires rubbing against each other. Like I had a blowout.
Dan from Mechanicsburg says, unfortunately, I'm trashing my brother from another mother. I'm trashing Mraz. I see what's going on here. Eli the dog supplies the neighborhood and you narc on him. Shaking my damn head. Now, why is that?
Don't let a raccoon rip into that bag.
That my dog is a weed dealer?
Yes.
Well, if he is, he better start kicking back because he's very costly.
All right, more trash is coming up, but AB has headlines.
Unsure if things would have been much different with Kyler Murray on the field, but Colt McCoy definitely could not figure out the Niner defense on Monday Night Football in Mexico City. Just 10 points, one interception, three sacks.
We had some penalties in key spots. We turned the ball over. And when you do the when you do that against a good football team who's moving the ball well, you know, it hurts you.
Jimmy Garoppolo, no such issues. 20 of 29, 228 yards and four touchdowns for a 38-10 rout for the Niners, who have now won three in a row. The upset's official in Qatar. One of the biggest in World Cup history, Saudi Arabia stunning Argentina 2-1. Leo Messi scored on a PK in the first half, but the Saudis got two shortly after halftime and then hung on for dear life. NBA last night, the Clippers rallied past the Jazz, 121-114. The Heat losing streak hit four, 105-101 in Minnesota, and the Cavaliers brought down the Hawks, 114-102. Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland combining for 55 points and 18 assists. And we finish on ice where the Devils extended their win streak to 13, matching the longest in team history, a 5-2 home win over the Oilers.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network and also on Sirius XM Channel 158. Does my eye spy an unemployed Matt Rhule on the Good Morning Football set? Guys, those studios are just down the block. They're like a block and a half away. Somebody run over there. Maybe Pete, after the show, run over there. Yeah, you don't have anything else to do, right?
Sure.
Oh, if you only knew.
I could tell Pete is up to his ears in holiday scheduling.
Oh, it's horrible.
All types of stuff.
Is there a holiday this week?
I think so.
Is that new?
Yeah.
Late edition?
Veterans Day.
Somebody run over there and tell Matt, hey, clearly you got nothing going on. You're doing morning talk show tours. Set aside May. We need you in West Babylon to park cars at the Bob's Bar Show.
I'm going to be on it. I'll let him know, too. Right now, to get you back over here, if he's in a car, Pete can now park his car today. And in return, he's going to have to park cars in May.
Also ask if he can host Thanksgiving morning as well.
Yeah, that's the big one.
That might be the easiest yes of the bunch.
Matt, we can see you're doing some analysis on Good Morning Football. Have you ever hosted a show?
I'm surprised he's showing his face like the groundhog on Groundhog's Day.
I know. This is early.
Yeah, I mean, this is still in the season you got fired in.
It's in the month, right? Was he fired in November?
No. I don't know. We've seen P.J. Walker quite a few weeks now.
Yeah, it was only 4 or 5 games.
Okay, so he was fired midway through October, probably.
Yeah, Wilkes has already coached twice versus the Falcons.
But he's only been unemployed for a month.
That is, I mean, by the way, you know what? Here's a hot Matt Rhule take. That's somebody who thinks he's done nothing wrong.
That's right.
He thinks he was fired unfairly.
That's the Zach Wilson of coaches right there.
Because if you think that you screwed anything up and you like deserve to be fired, you do not show your face on Good Morning Football a month later.
And he's joking with them. He's smiling. He's all laughs today.
Yeah, my team I had in training camps got 3 wins.
I think it also means he's not getting a college job. If he was sitting home fielding offers, waiting on an Auburn callback or an interview, maybe he's still laying low. Now he's out there playing the field.
Or he knows Ole Miss is about to get blindsided, so it's him waving his hands up at them, look up at your TV.
It could be that. He wants to get some exposure. But I think he's got such a huge buyout that he doesn't want a coach, right? Is he supposed to sit out for a year or two and just collect?
I mean, it'd be nice.
I mean, I guess it's in the contract language. I was going to say, I wonder if college doesn't affect that. I wonder if it's another NFL job.
I think if you're a head coach anywhere, you don't get that big buyout from Tepper.
Yeah.
Well, then sit on your arse.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why he's doing anything. By the way, the Panthers are definitely better without him.
Oh, man. And he's definitely going to be on with Gelb tonight, isn't he?
In studio.
He's here. Oh, man. I see this coming a mile away.
Pete, can you stay until about 6 o'clock tonight and then ask him if he's here?
I can stay until about 8.
He might be here anyway, putting together a best of.
Have we asked Jack if he could host Thanksgiving morning?
No, and we won't.
Have we asked Jack if he can pronounce Thanksgiving?
No. Tanks govern.
Happy Tanks govern, everybody.
Nobody actually likes stuffing. It's so unhealthy for you. The best thing is to have the celery and carrots pre-dinner.
It's just a lot of bread, even though it's a Tanks govern tradition.
What does he make at Tanks govern?
Tanks govern.
Tanks govern, I put the cumin in the mashed potatoes. Some people prefer milk and salt, but that's the wrong way to do it. You want just the perfect amount of spice, and then afterwards, steam the carrots. People don't understand. Steamed carrots are the perfect complement to a bird.
The main entree at Jack Stern's Tanks govern is baked turnips.
Some people say turn down for what? I say turn up next to your turkey. Can I have some Ree bread on the side so I can put a little booter on it?
Tanks govern. Tanks govern. Jack Stern's holiday cooking show.
The Cowboys host their annual Tanks govern game in Fort Worth today.
Oh, we're terrible. Really terrible.
It's not our fault.
So I was saying how this new BK jingle is just stuck in my ear, and I can't shake it. And then I had no idea. And me and Pete should have been on this since we adore all pop culture, anything older than 40 years.
But it was, it's 70s. I think it's more 80s for us.
You and I stand. Yeah, we started in the
50s.
By the
for way, Pete.
You guys are all in my head that as Pete started to say what he just said, all I heard was, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And so Dan had tweeted us, guys, did you know that the new BK song is a throwback to the old BK song? I said, I had no idea. So we dug it up on YouTube. Let's listen to this.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way. We can serve your roast beef whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your way.
Have it your way.
Not as good as the new one.
No.
But who knew? That's a good job by Dan alerting us to that. I did not know that.
No, but if the Temptations do that version, we're still humming it along every time.
It is timeless in many ways.
It'll sound better if the Temptations do it, too.
So can we hear the new version now?
$5 your way, I rule this day. Nuggets, fries, drink bars just been raised. And Whopper Jr. is something new. A barbecue bacon Jr. just for you. Have it your way.
It's good. It's really good. The updated version is really good.
Imagine coming home, long day work, and that's blaring through like whatever sound system you have in your house. You'd be like doing a spin around to your kitchen island, putting the food down. Oh.
You'd love it. You'd really love it. Imagine hosting Thanksgiving and just tossing out those long chicken sandwiches to everybody as you sing that song. Oh, coughing again. What is going on?
More bugs or chicken wings or
locust infestation?
Oh. I think I've begun my decline into death. Like a plane descends. Doesn't mean I'm on my immediate descent. But I think we've climbed a hill here life-wise, and I'm on my initial descent.
We're at our cruising altitude.
We've started our initial descent, please.
Please buckle your seatbelts again.
Put your trays in the upward position.
I am 35. That's halfway to 70. I mean, it's fair to say the nose is starting to go just slightly downward.
On Wednesday's show, the Wizard of Oz will do over-under. Mraz hits 70. In his life.
And as you have your 12 beers per day during the snowstorm, that nose really starts to dip. Yeah. Then your one Peloton rod yanks it back to up for a
You'll
second.
You'll never be able to take that under because it'll be like minus 500.
No, I've got a dollar that says he outlives all of us because why wouldn't he? Everything else breaks his way.
That's right.
Why wouldn't life?
And at some point, he's president of CBS Sports Radio.
I wouldn't go that far. I just think he sees 82.
I would. That's definitely going to happen. You know for sure. We're all going to be still sitting here, and he's going to be running the whole place.
Mraz will have his trusty lieutenant in 2052, Jack Stern running the Turnt Govern channel.
I hopefully will be retired if that ever happens.
Foxy is trashing Mraz for his Jets take. Joe Douglas has built a good team. To think you get rid of him because Utah boy is a joke? Give me a break. Hashtag Bob's Pudding.
Oh, break out the hazmat suit.
Second overall pick. Nobody told you had to draft Zach Wilson. He failed at his most important job as Jets GM.
Standing by with headlines, here's Andrew Bogish.
D.A. Jimmy Garoppolo threw four touchdowns on Monday Night Football in Mexico City, but none to Deebo Samuel, so he scored a different way.
It's a play action, a flip to Deebo, coming back the other way, left, led by Croft and Trent Williams and Ayuk. Breaks a tackle, 20, 10, 5. Deebo Samuel all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. Anote Tentacion, San Francisco!
Greg Papa in Spanish, John Sterling in French, none of it matters. A 39-yard scoring run for Samuel and a 38-10 destruction of the Cardinals. Jimmy G's TDs went to George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk, two apiece. Their team's on a three-game win streak, staying even with the Seahawks for first in the NFC West. Rams QB Matthew Stafford reportedly back in concussion protocols after being in them last week but getting cleared to play in New Orleans on Sunday. Reports yesterday said the NFLPA is monitoring the situation. And the Broncos have waived veteran running back Melvin Gordon after his fifth fumble of the season during Sunday's loss to the Raiders. A stunner in Qatar this morning. Saudi Arabia dealing Messi and Argentina a 2-1 loss to open group play. Argentina's a tourney favorite and had been unbeaten in 36 matches. Right now, Denmark and Tunisia are scoreless in their 36-minute. Mexico and Poland play at 11 Eastern this morning. France and Australia at 2. The Celtic win streak ends at 9, 121-107 in Chicago. Jason Tatum's team was down 13 by halftime.
You know, just kind of a slow start for whatever reason. And, you know, we should have known a little bit better that, you know, they haven't felt great recently. And they was, you know, not desperate, but, you know, they came out and played like they really want to win.
DeMar DeRozan led Chicago with 28. The Pelicans hammered the Warriors 128-93 because Steph, Klay, Draymond, and Andrew Wiggins were all resting. Giannis had 37 in the Bucks 119-111 home win over the Blazers. And the Clippers topped the Jazz 121-114 despite Paul George sitting with a strained hamstring. Norman Powell scored 30-27 from Reggie Jackson. College hoops last night. Number 8, Duke topping Bellarmine 74-57. Kyle Filipowski, 18 points and 8 boards. And 4th-ranked Texas took care of Northern Arizona 73-48. This was the only choice to make. Virginia football will not play this week's season finale at Virginia Tech. Neither team is or could be bowl eligible, which likely made the decision a little bit easier. Lane Kiffin denying a report that he's about to leave Ole Miss for Auburn. And the Devils won again last night.
Wow. The clock ticking down here. The crowd is in a fervor. The New Jersey Devils have tied a franchise record. 13 straight victories. 5-2 Devils.
That's Chris Westcott and Chico Resch on Devils Radio. A 5-2 win over the Oilers for the 13-game win streak. The Devils' last loss was October 24th, so long ago that John Sterling's Fad Journal was the unquestioned number one DA of Christmas. And now we get stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Guys, remember when DA caught that sturgeon in Boise and talked about 44 times over the next 3 days?
Yes, 45.
Imagine what he would do if he caught this bad boy. 42-year-old Englishman Andy Hackett caught a 70-pound monster goldfish in the Blue Water Lakes in Champagne, France. The fish is big, it's fat, it is bright orange, but technically not a goldfish like you'd win at the county fair. It's a mix of a leather carp and a koi carp, and it was introduced to the lake about 15 years ago and has been growing ever since.
Oh my goodness.
They call it the carrot. Folks that fish regularly knew it was out there, but no one ever came close to catching him or her until Andy Hackett reeled it in. It's so big, it's so orange, it doesn't look real. No. It looks like a Pokemon joke or something like that, but goldfish, these type of fish, will just grow and grow and grow if they're not constrained by their surroundings. Yeah. So this thing over 15 years got to be 70 pounds.
You have to see this picture, it's so outrageous. It looks plastic or of a mold,
right,
or something like that. It does not look like an animal. It looks like waxy and fake, almost like you'd see in a movie set.
And it's just the roundness of the top. It's kind of crazy, though. So is a goldfish not actually a goldfish? Like, are actual little goldfish the combinations of other things, just miniature versions? Like, it's like a chicken and egg thing.
Yeah, I've heard that if you place a goldfish, as you just said, in a koi pond, let's say outside of a Japanese restaurant or somewhere like that has a koi pond, it can grow pretty large, like a pretty big bass or something like that, even larger. Then there's some carp that I know in a few creeks and canals near me
that I know personally,
that these things get like 3 or 4 feet long. But I guess if you put one of these little goldfish in a big lake and there's enough to sustain it, it doesn't get eaten.
Yeah.
I mean, early, it can grow into a monster fish.
And I'm not sure Bogus mentioned it, but this fisherman specifically has kept seeing this goldfish. He said it's been like his white whale of trying to catch
yeah.
for like years.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, a goldfish that you'd catch or win, it is a goldfish. Like, that is its own thing. But I think it might be part of, like, the carp family.
Yeah.
So they're all somewhat related, but this is not just a huge version of the thing in the tiny bowl that you throw a ping pong ball into and win.
What do you think the goldfish thinks when he gets released back, this giant goldfish? Oh, that was weird. That guy was holding me.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Well, I'm gonna vote for not thinking at all.
what do you think you catch him on? What's the bait to get a 67-pound goldfish?
You got to tell us.
Goldfish crackers.
I have no idea what this thing would eat. I mean, other little fish?
Hot dogs?
Or is it just eating plankton and... Well, it doesn't eat plankton, I guess, in freshwater, whatever this is. Plant stuff?
I mean, besides, like, worms, smaller fish, and, like, squid, what else would you use? Just a regular fly and a lure?
Raw chicken, like crabs?
Yeah, does it eat insects, maybe? Maybe it's fly fishing? Who knows? This is a huge fish. Huge.
And so unreal looking.
Yeah.
It does, like, I had to make sure that it was a real story because, like, the picture seems so preposterous.
When you fly fish, you're putting a little fly on the end of your bait? I thought that was like you're fly fishing because you're flying the rod out there and you're standing in the lake.
No, you tie something called a fly, and they're little lures that are made to look like little bugs and insects. And so
you're putting
that, what you think the insect of the day is, on the end of your
the insect rod. Of the day, yeah, like the worst.
What they're eating that day. Are they eating mosquitoes? Are they eating butterflies? Are they eating caterpillars? Who knows?
I don't, if you're a fish that big, something tells me you'll kind of eat anything that's floating around.
I don't think
you're being selective.
Yeah,
you
can, like,
throw a Krispy Kreme donut on the hook.
They're like you up. At 8 p.m. on Thursday night.
Definitely.
They're just eating whatever is around at that point. Pete, what's wrong? I feel like this scheduling thing has just gotten you down. It's beating you up.
No, just...
You go through fits of, like, engaged and happy and enjoying the show.
I'm not going to let Pete get in trouble. I'm just going to tell you what's wrong. Our Twitch audience asked, hey, Mraz, who's hosting on Thursday and Friday? So wanting to let them know who was hosting on Thursday and Friday, I turned to Pete. Pete, who's hosting Thursday, Friday, let me check my schedule, and of which we discovered 48 hours less prior, it's listed as, quote, best of the DA show Thursday. But nobody above me and Pete let us know that, and therefore, currently, there is no best of the DA show to be played, and that is something that, when we've done them in the past, has taken 2 weeks to put together. So,
what happens if the Twitch audience didn't ask today?
6 a.m. would have came. We've all would have been asleep Thursday. And the person running the board would have said, where's the best of the DA show?
Hello. Is this thing on? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
So now we've gotten past the initial, well, there's nothing we could do. Me and Peter put our, you know, heads together on what we could come up with
putting
quickly.
Putting some together.
Okay. Lose my number.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Lose my number, too.
Yeah.
Get me to Thanksgiving breakfast, please.
So just so you know,
exactly. I am beat. I'm done.
I'm going to defend. I am defending line. Pete here. The only reason that this is wearing a Pete is because it is of the time essence.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Hey, Pete, I know a homeless guy that could throw a garbage can at you this time. Would that help get you to a little hospital stint so you can't work?
If he was productive, I mean, I would bring him in.
I use him?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Crazy Mac. Let him in. Let me tell you about the shitty. I've been screwing me since 74.
There you go, 4 great hours.
Crazy Mac, what'd you think about Cowboys Giants? I'll tell you what I saw from the Cowboy. I knew the Cowboy. He was living in Times Square in the 80s. Now he's naked Cowboy. I was once a Giant. I'm a Giant.
Paul Rudd on updates. What a Thursday.
Here's shorts with headlines.
Da 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 da. Crazy Mac. WFAN.
With your CBS Sports Minute. I'm Crazy Mac.
This is Crazy Mac with your Odyssey Sports Minute. I was once a Giant.
Poor Billy trying to edit it down to 24 seconds.
Crazy Mac, do you think you could just do that Odyssey read one more time?
I forgot the FanDuel sponsorship, too.
Can you shave 3 seconds off that, please?
Duel, Billy, yes! Let's duel!
I'm better.
Fan, yeah, I could use one of those. It's hot in here.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
We played audio and sound check of a guy in Buffalo after the snowstorm that was talking to a TV station saying, I ran out of beer and I ran out of weed, but I blame myself. How much beer would you need if you were snowed in for a week? 38% of you said 12 beers or less. 36% said 48 or more. 15% said between 24 and 48, and 12 to 24 got 9% of the vote. So you guys are either teetotalers or total drunkards that listen to this show. During the Buffalo snowstorm, Erie County set a record for snowfall in a 24-hour period, up to 6 inches per hour. This left between 50 and 70 inches of snow in your area. Which you got to love that there was a 20-inch differential. Imagine having 20-inch differential in snow in your area. During one snowstorm, Mraz shoveled out his mom's car and asked for hot chocolate after. Nancy replied, get it yourself. And also, Mraz still has one lone 12-pack left from last year's brouhaha. It is time now for your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
My dad's order is a Whopper. It's a Whopper with no mayo.
Okay. A lot of people don't like the mayo on that.
And the cheese not melted.
Oh, wow.
That's his burger.
Hey, have it your way.
Yep.
Have it your way.
Look, don't say that you can have it your way and then give somebody a hard time when they want it their way.
BK, have it your way.
What's Pete the Body's BK order?
Well, it's either the long chicken sandwich or it's a Whopper with cheese.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce.
Okay. Mraz, if you were rolling by a BK today singing, have it your way, what do you order?
I would get the tender crisp chicken sandwich.
One.
I would take a side of onion rings and I would then open up the top of the bun and put the onion rings on the sandwich.
Talk about your way.
Two.
Yeah, leaving a few onion rings on the side to dip in. I would also make sure I'd have french fries because I like eating onion rings and french fries at the same time with the same bites.
Three.
And then I would follow up with a nut. I have to have the long chicken sandwich when I go.
Four.
I bite into it. You realize that shredded lettuce isn't as good. And I top it off with their vanilla milkshake.
Call the Farallon Volunteer Fire Department. He is on fire!
Which, for some reason, at Burger King, also tends to be a little thicker than what you would get at a McDonald's. And I think they got a thick shake situation there. So fries, onion rings, long chicken sandwich, tender crisp, and milkshake. Then I'm fine. I actually avoid their burgers altogether and go straight up with that kind of order.
We asked for a meal, not the menu.
That is such a monster order.
Again, you get an appetizer and dessert when you go to dinner, right?
It's lunch.
Burger King, we're going to spit on it?
Lunch.
I love that when you go out to a fast food joint, you consider it an appetizer and a dessert.
Well, you go to Cheesecake Factory, nobody laughs when you get the buffalo blast into the chicken and biscuits into the cheesecake. Then it's just socially acceptable. Burger King, suddenly it's a big deal when you do that.
That is a monster order.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Big time order for Mraz. Big time order. Incognito Man says, I'm trashing the electronic billboard in front of the local ice rink. They couldn't even get the date right. Hashtag back to the future.
This must be garbage time.
Terry is trashing the idea that we were required to have turkey on Thanksgiving. I've only cooked one turkey, and that's only because we had company that year. If it's just me and the wife and kid, give me duck, give me game hen, give me ham. All right. That'll do it for us this morning here on the DA Show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. And thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Tomorrow, we will turn Wednesday into a Friday and give you our NFL picks for the weekend and all the Friday goodness. Plus, it's a Tanks Govern here on the DA Show. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.